The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness, now in its 25th year. Your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
Would you ever try a lip suction cup? What? Well, there's the plumping benefits of lip injections for women, but they can be pricey and painful. Enter the Candy Lips Lip Plumper. Only $45. It's Candy Lips, that's with a Z. It's a tool that pulls on lips. It actually pulls the blood, I guess, because it increases blood flow for a more pillowy pout. But is it painful? Well, here's a few women chiming into the discussion. The suction made my lips noticeably larger and fuller, but it also left severe bruising and was sore to the touch and difficult to conceal. It's not worth it. Another woman contributes, while I ended up with a plumper pout, it looked somewhat fake. Thankfully, it only lasted a few hours. I'll stick to glosses with plumping ingredients for a more subtle, natural pout. Oh boy, I'd be pouting in pain. It's surprising what some people will do in the name of beauty. Aloha, good morning, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It is the Snowman with you. David Snow, keeping you cool and healthy, and we do it each and every week at this time, and we thank you so very much for joining us and making us a part of your weekend. Today on the program, in this hour, believe it or not, we are going to have the main man from Ripley's, believe it or not, as he is with us every year at this time, to share with us some of the medical oddities, the fascinating food facts, bizarre bodily functions, and some medical miracles along the way that Ripley's Entertainment organization has collected around the world. And it's become an annual tradition here on Dr. Health. So today we're going to shock your senses with a lot of eye-opening or ear-opening content. We guarantee no caffeine needed to wake up this morning here at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. Okay, that'll be coming up after these announcements and the Health Hotline news. Excuse me. And a few weeks ago, you know, we had footwear expert Patty Bryan on from Step Ahead, the arch support store here in Hawaii. And she was discussing how to alleviate some of the common painful foot conditions that affect our feet. So here's one on foot reflexology. And we didn't get to talk about foot reflexology, but it's really a, you know what, I think I'm going to save this for, we're going to do a whole segment on foot reflexology because it has a lot of benefit, nothing to do with arch supports per se, but does have value health-wise. All right, next hour, be sure to join us for Jim LaValle, a registered pharmacist and clinical nutritionist, talking about superfoods. And excuse me, one more time. That's the last time I'll clear my throat. Got the frogs out of the studio here. When you think of superfoods, the greens are really the king of superfoods. And so we'll be talking about how greens and green drinks can help balance your nutrition, your diet, and improve your health. And that'll be next hour. Also next hour, in matters of sexual health for you men, how about putting an urinal in your home? you can take a stand for the number one way to enjoy the bathroom. I couldn't resist that. All right. And all right, straight ahead in the news. Why adding fiber can add energy to your day. Also, were you born by cesarean section? Well, you're probably heavier because of it. We'll explain. Then there's something fishy about restaurants that serve fish. Maybe they need some truth serum. We'll have details on that. Details to all these stories and more coming up on the Health Hotline News as Dr. Health Radio continues.
Hello, this is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives and so should you.
Noni has been used by Polynesians and Hawaiians for over 2,000 years as their main medicinal plant. Now our new products bring the power of Noni fruit to you in a pleasant-to-use form. Noni fruit leather is made from pure, organic, unfermented fruit and offers relief for many health problems inside and out. Our soothing lavender Noni lotion helps with pain, skin ailments, and sports injuries. Noni fruit leather and lavender Noni lotion are available online or at most health food stores. Try our Noni lotion and fruit leather for improved health and energy.
Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. Two locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
For current health news from around the world, Hawaii depends on the HLTH Health News Network. Time now for the Health Hotline News.
Fast track your day the easy way by adding more fiber. We'll give you more energy. This was a study of 139 people. Those who started eating cereal packed with about 12 grams of fiber daily reported more being more energetic and feeling better than those that were eating a look-alike low-fiber cereal. They also reported even thinking more clearly, and the researchers speculate that the extra fiber may help, of course, in alleviating that little common problem we call constipation, which nobody wants to talk about. Previous studies have found that people who switch to high-fiber diets are more energetic because they feel more comfortable, for one, and also they have a better microbiome or the gut bacteria. And speaking of gut bacteria, for the first time, researchers have shown that being born by C-section can contribute to obesity, at least in mice. This was an animal study. Babies born by C-section are thought to miss out on bacteria from the mother's vaginal canal and might explain why babies born this way are more likely to grow up overweight and also develop allergies and asthma in later life versus the vaginal birth deliveries. Females seemed particularly affected. Excuse me. Sorry. Doing a lozenge in my mouth here. While the males were around 20% heavier than their vaginally born counterparts, the females were 70% heavier. So that microbiome looked different in those born vaginally. And also along the lines of obesity, if you think childhood obesity is going away, think again, the number of children and adolescents worldwide who are obese has increased tenfold over the past four decades. Here's a statistic for you to illustrate that. In 1975, 5 million girls and 6 million boys were obese, but this has risen to 50 million and 74 million, respectively, in 2016. That's according to the Lancet British Medical Journal. Okay, let's get into some fishy information for you. Let's see here. Restaurants. America's restaurants. Well, other restaurants as well. But this was a study from Oceana, an environmental group. They did DNA tests of 700 restaurants in 21 states and showed that 33% of the fish on the menu is mislabeled. 74% of the fish tested at sushi restaurants is fraudulent. And about 90% of the fish sold in restaurants, by the way, in America, come from foreign sources. And many of those sources or countries do not have the strict safety laws that we do. And finally, let's see. American Diabetes Month is this month. We have a couple articles. We'll save that for next hour's show. And but we will have more information for your good health this hour with Edward Meyer, the editor of Ripley's Believe It or Not. We'll tell you about all kinds of medical oddities and unusual health facts and medical miracles as well when we return from this brief break. An entertaining hour coming right up, and pharmacist Jim LaValle coming up next hour, talking about what you need to know to stay healthy by eating more greens. So back after this as we continue here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
Your colon, something you don't usually think about unless it's causing problems like irregularity, constipation, gas, and bloating, or diarrhea after taking antibiotics. For true relief, you need to protect and strengthen your colon with targeted probiotic support. True Bifido contains a powerful dose of probiotics with 5 bifidobacteria strains that help balance the immune system, promote colon health, and improve digestive comfort. Why True Bifido and not the countless other probiotics on the market? First, it's from Master Supplements, the makers of Theralac, the fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic available. That means True Bifido has the same patented delivery and stimulation as Theralac for fast results. Remember, choosing the right strains, delivering them alive, and stimulating their growth are the keys to an effective probiotic. So if you're looking to improve the health of your colon, look no further than the refrigerated section of your nearest natural food store for True Bifido, the probiotic colon formula that works. Experiencing any foot pain? You know you can't feel good and be happy and healthy if your feet are killing you. So don't put off your foot pain another day. Whether it's from ill-fitting shoes, your occupation, or a pre-existing condition, foot pain is your body telling you you need to do something, like stepping up and stepping into Step Ahead. Step Ahead has the arch supports, orthotically designed shoes, and most of all, the expertise you need to become pain-free again. Step Ahead's certified staff of professionals will give you a free foot analysis so you'll know exactly what you need to keep your feet happy and healthy. So whether you wear snazzy shoes with a high heel or construction shoes made with steel, Step Ahead's orthotic arch supports are customized to your particular foot to eliminate pain, strengthen your feet, and prevent future problems from occurring. 2 locations to serve you. Step Ahead in the Pearl Kai Shopping Center in Aiea and in Honolulu at 725 Kapi'olani Boulevard in the Imperial Plaza. Phone 488-3338 or go to stepaheadhi.com. Step Ahead, Hawaii's arch support store.
Copycats? They're out there. Be strong and healthy. Tune in to the big dog. Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine.
Oh no, it sounds like, could it be? Believe it or not, it's Ripley's Believe It or Not. That's right, you remember the TV show? On for several seasons. Edward Meyer is my guest. Welcome back, by the way, to the Cure for the Common radio show. And this hour is going to be anything but common because we have an uncommonly Surprising and shocking guest. He joins us every year at this time now. It's become an annual tradition. Edward Meyer from Ripley's Believe It or Not. And believe it or not, it's the 14th edition of their coffee table book. It's the book of all books for gift giving and for just shocking people, if you will. And we welcome him to the Dr. Health microphones once again this morning. Good morning, Edward. How the health are you?
Well, I'm very healthy, and I'm good, too.
How
thank
can you
for having us on again. I don't think we've done 14 years.
No, we haven't done 14, but we've done several so far.
This is our 14th book, and it's called Shatter Your Senses.
You know, and that's it's appropriate for this show because we talk a lot about senses, you know, the five senses, of course, and then there's sense of humor, sense of direction, sense of style, and, you know, a lot of other senses. But this shatters them all, I got to say.
Well, it's very much, you know, designed to shatter your expectations, your thought process, get you thinking outside the square that maybe anything is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And in this hour, just to preview it for our listeners, I want to talk about some of the medical oddities, of which there are many, many, countless medical oddities in your book, as well as unusual food facts and bizarre bodily functions and medical miracles.
We'll get into strange things to their bodies.
Yes. But first of all, I want to set the stage. And if you could first tell us the history of before even Robert Ripley, Ripley's Believe It or Not, the founder. But let's talk about the history of Edward Meyer. How did you? I mean, this is your day job. this is your day job.
I'm glad I'm more interesting than Robert Ripley. Now that's no one.
Well, no, we're going to get to him.
Well,
you know, he's not available for interview anymore. But tell us how you got this job. How it evolved. I mean,
I'm coming up to my 40th year with the company.
Unbelievable. Wow.
Which is actually longer than Robert Ripley, our founder.
Huh.
I was hired as a library science college graduate on the day that I finished school. I had my interview on my last day of school. I started the very next day,
and
40 years later.
Is that right?
But I was hired to catalog the famous Ripley's Believe It or Not newspaper cartoon. Robert Ripley started as an illustrator.
That's right.
At the turn of the 20th century, when most papers, you know, may not have had any photographer on staff, but, you know, hired artists to draw the stories. And his first job was in San Francisco, moved to New York fairly early, but, you know, he drew sports stories.
Oh, okay.
And so by the time I came along, Ripley's had already been in business, you know, 60 years. So there was a whole lot of cartoons to catalog, and I came in just at the dawn of the computer age with a library science degree and set out to, you know, make some sense of the collection.
Boy, you thought your career was going to be boring, and it's been anything but.
Anything but. And about 7 years in, I got involved in the exhibit part of our business.
Okay.
And for the most of the, you know, I still do all kinds of odd things going on here, but for the last 33 years of that 40, my main job is I'm the guy that gets to go shopping with somebody else's money and buy the things that you see in Ripley's museums around the world, and we've got 31 in 10 countries at this point.
Wow, 31 museums in 10 countries, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners have been to them. I mean, they're in all the major cities and also in various countries throughout the world.
Tourist towns and major cities. I guess to Hawaii, if you go to your left, the closest would be in Korea. If you go to your right, the closest would be in San Francisco.
Ah, right. Yeah, I have been to the one in San Francisco, and it's definitely odd, that's for sure. Of course, San Francisco as a city is a little unusual, but that's another story.
A little different than the rest of America.
But moving right along. Now, Robert Ripley, the founder of Ripley's Believe It or Not, he was a traveler and a writer as well as a cartoonist, which you mentioned. So how many countries did he go to, and then how many countries have you been to?
Well, times have changed, so I don't have to travel quite as much as he did to get the job done. But he went to 201, which was almost all of them at the time.
Yes.
I believe the number was 216.
Wow.
And he was nicknamed the modern Marco Polo.
Yes.
I've been to about 70.
70 countries. And what which country?
Typically, I don't travel near as much as people think I do. Because I can do it from a computer sitting on my desk for at least the last, 10 years of my career.
Yeah, but come on, that's like sex or driving, it's virtual, it's not real. I mean, it's
That's true. But I traveled a lot more. You opened the show here with the theme song from the Jack Palance show, which
yes.
is one of my early, involvements in TV. And, in the 80s, I was on the road a lot more than I am today.
Okay. Was that show from the 80s?
That show was 1980 through 1984.
Okay.
With two pilots having been in 1979.
So okay.
In total, there's 90 hours worth. And I consider that about, it's a long time ago now for me, but that's about the most fun I ever had with this company.
I can imagine,
Those years with Jack Palance, traveling all over the world was very exciting.
And for our younger listeners, you could probably still Google Jack Palance and some things would come up, right? I mean,
I'm sure. In some countries, the show is still aired.
Really?
Hard to believe, but I was recently in South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And, this is just one of those things Americans take for granted, but South Africa didn't have any TV until the 1990s.
What? You're kidding. Wow.
They are still showing shows in America that are, 30 years old as if they're
Amazing.
Brand new because they never saw them the first time.
Right. They're having to binge watch to catch up.
If you Google Jack Palance, I'm sure you'd find some Ripley shows. And for mm-hmm. the younger audience, he was a bad guy actor.
Right.
Famously in 1952, I think his best movie was Shane, where he was the bad guy. He wasn't Shane.
Okay.
And then in the 80s, after he had done our television show, he was resurrected a little bit through the popularity of Ripley's and got back into the movies again and won an Oscar for City Slickers.
Oh, he was on City Slickers. Yeah, that's right.
As the curmudgeoned old rancher.
Okay, I do remember that.
One of the little believe it or nots that most people don't know, and, he was so good at the show that people actually thought he was Mr. Ripley. And,
right.
He became our iconic image, our branding image.
Sure, yeah.
But he was actually only our third choice.
Oh, really? Who were the first two?
Most people will not remember, I shouldn't say most people. The kids today will have never even heard of Peter Ustinov.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Peter Ustinov was our first choice.
Okay.
And he was involved in something on Broadway at the time that he couldn't put the time to it. And he suggested Vincent Price.
Oh, of course.
I think probably would have been perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Vincent didn't want the job.
Wasn't
looking for a TV gig, and he suggested Jack Palance.
Wow.
And in many ways, Jack and Vincent were pretty similar characters.
Okay.
So it worked out just fine, but it's hard to believe that he wasn't even on our radar when we first started looking.
Yeah. And Vincent Price, for the younger set and that our listeners.
Monster movies galore, including the classic The Wax Museum from early 1950s, one of the scariest movies of all time.
Right. And he was, Dracula and another?
Oh, yeah. Classic horror actor.
Right.
Deep, gravelly voice.
All right. Well, we need to take a break, Edward. And when we come back from this brief break, we will have much more information on medical oddities, unusual food facts, and medical miracles, some bizarre bodily functions that... let me just preview a few. this caught my eye because we consume a lot of musubi, the spam musubi here in the islands, and this person in Japan actually made sweat salt to season his musubi with. And we'll talk about other food-related facts as well as fire massage. Boy, I got to say, I've had a lot of hot massages in my lifetime, but this takes the cake, setting yourself on fire for a few seconds. Chinese fire massage. We'll talk about that as well. Much more information to come here on the Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio with my special guest, Edward Meyer, the editor of Ripley's Believe It or Not. It's a book that you'll want for your coffee table, whether you give it for a gift or not. But this is the perfect holiday thing to have on hand, whether it's giving it to somebody else or keeping it for yourself. All right, back after this as we continue here on Dr. Health Radio.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
AM 690, The Answer, KHNR, Honolulu, a service of Salem Communications, on the NASDAQ at SALM, AM 690, The Answer.
Snow,
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 snow.
More information equals less medication here on your health information station. Our reminder, our show does rebroadcast tonight from 9 to 11 p.m., for Saturday Night Healthy, for those of you missing any part of the morning show or you just want a double dose of good health information. And here to bring us some unusual health information, Edward Meyer, if you're just joining us, he's from Ripley's Believe It or Not. And let's talk about titles, Edward. What is your title there at Ripley's Believe It or Not presently?
Vice President, Exhibits and Archives. So I look after the company's history, which is 100 years old next year, 2018.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And continue to buy exhibits so that we'll be around another 100 years from now.
And we want to be interviewing you 100 years from now, so stay healthy, will you?
I do want to mention, you know, just a slight correction that I'm one of the editors.
One of the editors, yeah.
It's a big team.
I sure.
At one time, I was the vice president of publishing, but I've given that up a little bit. And
okay.
Sort of have a team doing a lot of it, and I'm just sort of the relief pitcher at the end, I think.
Okay. Now, is this your eye on the front cover, or whose eye is this that's a hologram looking back at me?
Well, I have no idea who this is, but that's kind of funny because several of our museums have a big eyeball of mine doing something similar, but mine's green, not blue.
Oh, okay.
But, this is called lenticular photography, and it literally appears to move. So it's staring at you when it's on the shelf. And when you open it up, it appears to move and follow you. So it's a really eye-catching cover, pun intended,
right?
And bright blue foil that you can't miss it in the bookstore.
You know, of all the books that you folks have sent me over the years, this one is the most attractive by far, I think. Well, my favorite color is blue, but beside the fact, just the design of it. And last year they had, four or five eyeballs, holographic eyeballs. This year it's just one on the top, and I think it really pops.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah. Two things of note. The first 12 of our books were published and produced by a group in England.
Oh, okay.
The last three now are a whole different team here in Orlando, Florida. And this particular one here, it's the new designer's very first attempt, and I agree with you. I think it's our best one yet.
Wow. So all right.
It's nice to give kudos to a brand new employee.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell my compliments to the chef, so to speak. Now, how do you find these, believe it or not, people and places and products, or do they find you? I mean, do people seek you out, or is it a little of both, or how does that work?
It's certainly a little bit of both. You know, there's over 1,000 stories in our book, Shatter Your Senses, and over 500 photos. The photos, we do have a staff photographer, but 99% of the photos we license from other people. So
we
have a photo team looking for images. Stories, however, almost all come to us.
Ah,
you know, whether they're the person that it's about or a person that just sees it and thinks, wow, that's a good one for Ripley's.
But, all right.
You know, I'd say about 70% of our stories find us,
mm-hmm.
but about 90% of the photos, we find them. So
it's
an interesting mix.
Okay. Well, let's start with this interesting photo of, I'm looking at Mr. Sato, this sweaty salt, 2 pages devoted to this, and an amazing twist. Let's see, in Japan, musubi is a simple and delicious dish, a triangle rice ball that it's filled or topped with almost anything, you know, salted salmon or sweet sour ume plum and things like that. But in this case, a reporter, Mr. Sato, brought his preserved perspiration from a sauna visit back to the office and wrung it out in a bowl. Then after evaporating the liquid in a frying pan, and what was left was, as he calls it, Sato-sourced sodium. Once the rice balls were formed, Mr. Sato sprinkled his salt on top and tasted his preparation. This is bizarre. Although it tasted
probably one of the strangest things in the whole book, and that's going something. But I love that we've got, I don't know, four photos of his face and five or six photos of the frying pan.
Yeah, right, right.
And he does not look like he's enjoying it at the end of the day.
That's for sure.
Pretty ghastly look on his face. And I don't know, don't try this at home. I guess that's
exactly
all I can say about this one.
Now,
I certainly have not tried them myself. I don't know what they taste like, but I'm horrified at the thought.
Yeah. If you're curious, just lick your arm when you're working out or something, and you'll get
Like, I'm not sure why.
All right.
You know, the only thing I can associate it with, and this is a bit of a stretch, but cows lick each other for salt.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And it's very common practice, and, you know, they lick themselves and they lick each other, and it's all about getting salt out of the hair. Well, the unfortunate result is huge, big hairballs.
Oh.
I'm just not sure what good eating salt sweat is going to do you.
Right. But there is a, let's see, well, we'll get to it a little later. I have a kind of a section that I tore out. Here it is. I found it. Night milk, speaking of cows, this is in your Ripley's Believe It or Not book as well. Milk collected from cows at night can help a person sleep better. A South Korean study found that night milk, as it's called, is exceptionally rich in tryptophan and melatonin, which are two sleep hormones, sleep aids, compared to milk taken from cows during the day. So, you know, there's some useful information as well as the bizarre and unusual.
Well, again, the weirdness there is that somebody has done these kind of experiments to find this information out.
That's true.
As you said, the end result here is something that is not just interesting, that it may affect people's health, and it may be something that, you know, 5 years from now we're all doing because they find out it's the right thing to do.
Right, yeah.
It wasn't too long ago they were telling us we had to milk cows to classical music, so anything's possible.
That's right, I do remember that. I think I reported on it. Now let's shift gears to massage. Now, I love getting massages, and I've had some, you know, hot massages, I guess you'd say, over the years, but this is a healthier way to set yourself on fire. Let's see, a spa treatment from China.
Can you quote me a page on this one?
Oh, this is, let's see, this is page 182.
All right.
And
I appreciate it. I do know the book real well, but not story.
Of course, yeah. But it's a uncommon form of therapy. It's where towels are soaked in alcohol and then a special elixir placed over the body and set aflame for a few seconds before being extinguished. I don't know what they use to extinguish it. And then the process is repeated a few times. The massage believed to improve blood circulation, eliminate wrinkles, maybe eliminating your skin at the same time, relieve joint pain, and even cure a cold, among other ailments. Well, as relieving joint pain, I think you'd forget about your pain of your joints, you know.
you got new pain, presumably.
But
it didn't relieve the old pain. You just have forgotten it to suffer from the new one.
Yeah, right.
Interesting picture, though.
The towel is
glowing orange flame.
Yeah, you know, picture.
And the person looks comfortable. I mean, they don't look like they're in agony, but.
Yeah. picture is worth 1,000 words, and boy, you have thousands of of words in your book, in every picture that's in there. And you said over 500 pictures or photographs?
Over 500. The book is 256 pages, and we guarantee at least two pictures per page. So,
oh, okay. All right.
You know, lots of images.
Now, forgive me for doing this, but I got to confess that I did tear a few pages out just for the purpose of...
my mother is turning over in her grave. Today is her birthday.
I used to
get my wrist slapped if I even thought about tearing a picture out of a magazine, never mind a whole book.
Oh, no. Okay. Well,
shame.
Let's talk about older people. And here's something under the heading. I guess I just made up this heading. You know, it's never too late to get fit. An active bodybuilder. This is on page 186, and it's retired dentist Charles Ugester is still an active bodybuilder at age 97. He was born in London and now lives in Zurich, Switzerland. Did not start lifting weights until he was 87, and then became a rowing champion in his 90s. And at age 95, he ran an indoor 200-meter sprint, in just 55 seconds.
Definitely faster than I can do it. And then right beside that entry, you've got a weightlifting grandma, 76 years old, deadlifting 237 pounds, pretty impressive.
Well, you know, but...
Skip over one more page onto 188 and 189, and you've got my favorite senior citizen story.
What's that?
Steinhoff from Norway, a little bit younger. He's only exactly 70. But last year, he attempted to paddle, row across the Atlantic Ocean by himself.
Oh, yeah, I remember that story.
Amazing, amazing story. He had to be rescued at sea after 113 days, but he paddled over 3,000 miles.
Unbelievable.
One of the most amazing things I've heard in my entire career, and I was quite honored to meet him and help with the launch
First
day out of New York.
Wow. And, okay.
I shook my head in total disbelief, and he practiced by rowing solo against a whole rowing team from one of the local universities and beat them.
Wow,
and beat them.
Really?
And so I said, well, if anybody can do this, this
he
is
can.
The guy to do it. But an amazing, amazing story. And a Ripley exclusive that got our name on the side of his boat. You can see in one picture, and he's got a Ripley shirt on in a couple of the pictures. We helped finance this tour. Followed it on our website every day. We got a blog from him saying where he was, what the weather was, and you know there was many days that all the there was to report was weather. The guy had it rough from day one, and ended up being hit by a hurricane that he had to give up.
That's wow, isn't that something?
Amazing story.
Yeah, you know, and along those lines, Edward. Speaking of elite athletes doing physical feats of strength and endurance, I had the good fortune to know Jack LaLanne for over 30 years, and at 70, at the same age as this person, at age 70, he pulled 70 boats, I think a mile and a half, in San Pedro Harbor in Southern California.
I was going to say he swam across the San Francisco Bay at one point.
Alcatraz, yeah. And he was shackled, and... I think he just did a dolphin kick from, you know, mile and a half in cold water. Yeah. But anyway, getting back to this weightlifting grandma.
He was Mr. Health in his era.
No doubt about it.
Had a TV show and all the talk shows and stuff.
Over 34 years, he had his own fitness show, the longest running fitness show. But anyway, getting back to the weightlifting grandma that you mentioned, when she was 76, Shirley Webb of Illinois struggled to get out of her chair and had to use a handrail to climb stairs, but after going to the gym for 2 years, she can now deadlift 237 pounds. So, you know,
78 years old, yeah.
and never too late to start. I mean, these two examples, the active bodybuilder and the weightlifting grandma, those are perfect examples of people that, you know, start late in life. But hey, it's better to be, it's better late than never, right? And
I guess I have to totally agree, because I'm getting up there in age, and I'm not extremely healthy, and I've just sort of started on a regimen, you know, this year. So
Good for you.
I don't think I'm going to lift 237 pounds, but I'm healthier now than I've been in maybe the last 10 years.
Good
so
for you.
Never too late.
Well, maybe you can lift 237 photographs, and that'll count.
or 10 copies of this book, because it weighs about 6 pounds.
That's right.
One copy. So.
Yeah, it is. You want to, if you're sending it to somebody in the mail as a gift, you want to do the USPS flat rate box, because then you can put a barbell in there and there's no weight limit. But let's talk about, you know, speaking of age, how old are you? I mean, can I put you on the spot and ask your age?
62.
Oh, okay. We're the same age. I'm also 62. Okay.
Right. 62. Still think I'm 28, but the people around me that are 28 remind me that I'm not on a regular basis.
Well,
so.
Yeah, you know, the good thing about 62, Edward, it's not 72.
That's right.
That's all
it's
I can say.
The new 50, right?
Right. Hey, Edward, we need to take one last break of the hour to keep the lights on here in the studio. Can you stay with us one more segment?
I can.
All right. Thank you. All right, we're talking to Edward Meyer, the one of the editors of the famous Ripley's Believe It or Not, Shatter Your Senses with this book. You will, guaranteed. And it's a great gift book for the holidays. We'll tell you how to get it right after this. And a lot more information on unusual food facts and medical miracles and bizarre bodily functions. Stay with us here on The Healthiest, 2 hours on radio.
With all the news about side effects of prescription and OTC anti-inflammatories, just launched is Xanthocin, a very potent yet safe anti-inflammatory supplement for health and longevity. Xanthocin is the result of decades of research on the natural compound astaxanthin, proved to support inflammatory health without the side effects. And Xanthocin is a pure and highly absorbed form of astaxanthin, endorsed by doctors and healthcare professionals for superior health and anti-aging benefits, backed by 1,500 peer-reviewed papers and over 50 human trials. It's also potent. In fact, just 2 capsules of Xanthocin with a meal equals 6 capsules of other astaxanthin products. So enhance your supplement regimen today by adding Xanthocin to support your inflammatory health and longevity. You can find physician-endorsed Xanthocin at all GNC locations in Hawaii and the mainland, or order it online at xanthocin.com.
That makes you you. Where did you get that confidence that lets you look like you do? Oh, what a look. Yes, you're looking good. You take care of your teeth just like you should. Where did you get that smile, the one that belongs to you? Nothing looks so right than a smile that's so bright. Tell me, smile. You can smile so beautifully. Beautiful smiles are our specialty. Where did you get that smile? Beautiful smiles from Dr. Dennis Nagata.
Welcome back to Lifestyles of the Fit and Healthy here on your source, your audio source for health information. Information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. We're talking today with Edward Meyer about some unusual aspects of health. And Edward, how can people get the book Ripley's Believe It or Not, Shatter Your Senses, if they want to get it either for themselves or for a holiday gift?
Well, the easiest and probably cheapest way is directly from Amazon.com. They promise quick service, and they typically, you know, not literally a loss leader, but they're usually a few dollars cheaper than anybody else. But Ripley's.com, any bookstore, any major department store like Walmart will have it. It's pretty easy to find, And once you're in the store, it's real easy to find because it literally jumps off the shelf at you.
Just look for the holographic eye on the cover of the book itself.
Bright blue.
Yeah. And it's good for children and adults and children alike. And speaking of children, I hear that Amazon is now selling children along with everything else on the planet. No, I'm just kidding. But it seems like
that'll be in our next book.
They say Amazon sells everything but cars and houses, for goodness sake. But that's another program. Let's get into foods. I want to get into foods. And then beverages, the bizarre things around the world. This ninja dog.
Can I mention one more medical story?
Yes, absolutely. Please.
This is one that got away.
Okay.
So I'm not.
Do tell.
I'm putting it out there that if anybody can help me, I really want to buy this. So on page 201, man in India swallowed 40 knives. Now, I believe the medical term for this is pica, that he's eating metal. And I must have had 50 phone calls through India with all kinds of doctors, all kinds of people trying to help me. And I thought we were going to get this, but we didn't end up getting it. But we at least got a nice picture. And this is my favorite, believe it or not, story in this whole book, Shatter Your Senses.
Oh, is that right? The man who swallowed 40 knives. Okay.
I just think that is so incredible.
Was he a surgeon?
No.
Okay.
He's just a regular guy.
All right. Okay. We'll get into some deadly diets, too, a little later if we have time. But I want to talk about a couple foods in here. Ninja dogs. IKEA Japan introduced the ninja dog it was last year, an all-black hot dog on a black bun. The Frankfurter's pitch black color comes from the use of edible bamboo charcoal. And I want to tell you, that is a very healthy thing to consume on an occasional basis for detoxification purposes. So, you know, one or two hot dogs maybe a year.
I could say who knew, but obviously you did.
Yes. No. Charcoal. You know, there's charcoal capsules. In fact, if you don't already have them in your medicine cabinet, Edward, I'm serious on this point and with all the listeners. You want to have a bottle of charcoal capsules at home or in your first aid kit at all times. They're the perfect poison antidote. They absorb. They're an adsorbent material, so they absorb toxins. So if you swallow anything or ingest anything toxic, the charcoal will absorb it, and then it could save your life. Pharmacists know about this, and doctors. Well, a lot of times they'll give you a mega dose of charcoal for poisoning situations. But anyway, it's a whole different program. But just along those lines.
Well, fascinating, and I assume that's why they're making the hot dogs, because they, believe that it's going to help them.
Either that or just for the shock value of the color, Hey, it's not burnt, it's black, And and here's another, speaking of foods, the world's most expensive cheese does not come from, a cow or a goat. It comes from donkeys. This is on, I forget which page this is, in the animal section, known as Pule cheese or Pule, P-U-L-E. This Serbian cheese is made from the milk of Balkan donkeys and cost over $1,000 a pound. It's milked by hand three times a day, the donkeys are, and it takes 3.5 gallons of milk to produce just 1 pound of this cheese.
And there's only a couple goats or a couple donkeys that they use. There's only a couple families that have been doing this for a couple generations. It is very rare.
Mm. And let's go from...
I'm a big cheese eater, so I have no trouble eating that one.
Okay, all right. And going from hot dogs to burgers... Excuse me, this Australian restaurant, Ribs and Burgers, introduced a blue-bunned burger dubbed the Mutant Burger. And the buns actually look pretty cool. I don't know what they color it with. Hopefully it's the kind of a blueberry extract or something.
Yeah, but... I was going to say, hopefully it's healthy.
Hopefully, yeah, exactly. Hopefully it's healthy, yeah. And now something that is also healthy is to... protect your skin from the sun. Now, this is, I think, on page 84, and it's from China. Thousands of beachgoers are covering themselves up with not bikinis, but face-kinis. It was invented by a Chinese woman, and
And it looks like a Mexican mass wrestler.
Either that or somebody about to rob a bank, you know, that pulls the mask over their eyes.
I have not yet seen this hit Florida beaches.
Well, they sold 30,000 of these face teenies. The cover-ups are now available in silver patterns. Despite their funny appearance, the masks provide better protection from the sun's harmful rays than sunscreen or hats can offer. But you know what? I think I'm still going to stick with my SPF 30. Thank you. I'm not going to look like a robber on the beach.
I was going to say, you know, both of us are living in beach towns, so, you know, you let me know if Hawaii gets them before Florida.
Right. And let's kind of round out the hour by talking about beverages, specifically beer and wine. Here's on page 78. It's the Wine Spa. You can soak your worries away in a pool filled with red wine in Japan. It was a resort in Japan. Bathers at this spa get to enjoy a rejuvenating power provided by antioxidants in the wine. I wonder if any of them are sipping the wine at the same time, you know?
Well, there's a couple people in the photo with glasses, so we assume they're drinking.
Oh, yeah, they're drinking.
Hopefully they're not drinking the wine they're sitting in.
That's right.
But, you know, this is funny for me that I mentioned my mother earlier. Well, my mother's brother...
your uncle.
Oh, God, this has to be 50 years ago. Was a painter, and
okay.
He went to Spain for an extended trip to do some paintings in Spain.
Wow.
And he bathed in white wine, and that was the highlight of his trip. And I was only, you know, fairly young, and I just remember him being so excited and all the adults in the room going, but, you know, like, wine's meant to drink. You know, what a waste. But not just a bathtub here. This is the whole swimming pool. So.
Yeah, and this Japan resort also gives visitors the chance to soak in
coffee,
green tea, and sake, which are all believed to have a variety of health benefits. You know, I don't drink any of those, but I would soak in them. I mean, I'll go that far. I've never had a cup of coffee ever. I've never.
Well, that's amazing. I have never had a cup of coffee in my 39 years, 8 months.
No kidding.
In the Ripley office.
That's surprising.
I will drink maybe, I'm going to say, probably less than 10 cups of coffee a year.
Uh-huh.
I do drink a lot of tea, so I'm not pure.
Okay.
But
nope,
in
40 good.
Years, I've never had a Ripley cup of coffee.
Oh, wow. Or a Rippin' cup of coffee. Now, let's go from wine to beer. There's Lint Beer, the 7-cent brewery based in Melbourne, Australia, has created a beer made from belly button lint. The belly button beer was produced with yeast grown from the lint that had collected in the brewer's own navel and is described as tasting like a Belgian, what is it, wit beer with hints of clove and banana.
the Belgian wit beers are white beers have less hops in them, so they're...
Oh, okay.
You know, a little lighter generally in flavor, but you know, the one word answer here is but why? You know?
But why, yeah. And finally, regarding wine, the Crossroad Company, a family-owned business in Baltimore, has created Wine Cream, a mixture of wine and ice cream. The idea came about at a Christmas dinner when the Gorham family could not decide whether to have more wine or switch to ice cream. So they decided to make a dish that combined both. Okay, that's creative.
I went to a place in Columbia, South America that bragged like 300 flavors of ice cream, and I guess, you know, I'm not the scientist, but I'm pretty sure you can make ice cream from anything. So
yeah, you know,
just seems like a waste of wine to me. You know, who knows?
Well, you know, if you run out of if your bottle runs dry, you just call wine 1-1. Just dial wine 1-1. Okay, and then rounding out the food part of our discussion, this really got to me. In Burger King Japan, on April Fool's Day of 2015, they sold a limited edition Whopper scented perfume. Flame Grilled was the name. Came with a Whopper and cost $41. Oh boy! And smell dating. Speaking of, because the reason I wanted to mention the foods and drinks is, you know, because your book, the subtitle of your book, Ripley's Believe It or Not, is Shatter Your Senses. And
right,
so
well, we can definitely all imagine what a burger smells like.
Okay. And along the lines of smell, this smell dating, a new dating service promised to help single people find their perfect match by sniffing each other's dirty T-shirts. And yeah, they actually have a science behind it. I won't get into detail on that. We don't have time. But there's some interesting information there. And then medical miracles. This person in India was born with his heart outside his rib cage, which, boy, that's a story in itself. And you can read more about that in Ripley's. And then here's something which, for all the Trekkies out there, the Star Trek fans, actor William Shatner once sold a kidney stone he had passed for $25,000. Are you kidding? The stone was so big, he said, you'd want to wear it on your finger. And fortunately, the money went toward building a Habitat for Humanity home in Louisiana.
At least a good cause. I recently, a couple months ago, bought the console from the original USS Enterprise.
Oh, really?
By Captain Kirk, and
oh.
I paid less for that than that gallstone, so I guess I got a good bargain.
Oh, now where is that going to be? Which museum is that going to be in?
Well, we're going to do, next year, 2018, is our 100th anniversary.
Right.
And so we are planning two or three different traveling shows. And
oh.
One that's featured in the book is Marilyn Monroe, that if we got time, we should talk about a little bit. But we're going to have a traveling show of Hollywood space, Star Trek, Star Wars combined with real space, because we do have some very, very, you know, special, rare, real space items from the Apollo missions.
Yeah, interesting.
Including flags that flew on the moon, a piece of Mars, which is one of the most valuable things in our entire collection. Just looks like a little rock, but it's special.
Wow, that's something.
So we've been collecting space stuff now for about a year in preparation for a big show next year.
All right. Well, we'll have to have you in the studio next year, and please have the exhibit come to Honolulu.
That'd be nice.
You know, it's only 5 days to or 4 days or whatever to get it on Matson and ship everything over here. So, but, you know, with the big bucks you guys make, you can fly it over. What the heck?
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Edward. Tell us the name of the book and how to get it again.
Shatter Your Senses, Ripley's Believe It or Not, Ripley's.com or wherever fine books are sold.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Edward Meyer.
You can't miss it in the store.
Okay. Let's do it the same time next year, okay? Promise?
Absolutely. Next year, 2018, we'll have three books at least, so we can do it three times.
What month of the year is your anniversary going to go the entire year? Or?
Well, we're actually going to do 18 months worth, because the anniversary is actually in December, and that doesn't help us too much. So
all
we'll
right.
Start a little early and go a little late.
Oh, okay. You know? Okay. That works. All right. Good. Well, best of luck to you, and we will hear from you next year.
All right. Thanks for having us on.
All right. Sure thing. And this is a book I highly recommend for gifts for the upcoming holiday season, Ripley's Believe It or Not, Shatter Your Senses, available where books are sold, or Amazon.com, where everything is sold. All right. I'm David Snow. Stick around for hour number two, the healthiest 2 hours on radio, as pharmacist Jim Laval joins us next hour for information on how a green drink can help you achieve better nutritional balance. And we'll talk about greens and how you can get, you know, you should eat more greens and beans and grains, but most people eat too much meats and sweets, too many meats and sweets. We'll tell you how to correct that, and maybe a concentrated green drink could be the answer, and you don't have to give up everything that you like. So much more information. Plus our regular features, Fitness File, Funny Bone Pharmacy, Matters of Sexual Health, and Dick Allgaier's Health Report. So stick around if you want to stay healthy. Back right after the top of the hour Fox News as Dr. Health continues.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.